Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, April 20th, 2020. I'm Rich Stropolino. Google announced that it's now displaying information on 2,000 COVID-19 testing centers across 43 states in the U.S. in Google Search. Google also added a new testing tab to its COVID-19 SOS alert with links to the CDC symptom checker and links to testing information from local health authorities. Information about specific testing centers is not shown for users in Connecticut, Maine, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Oregon, and Pennsylvania, as Google only displays testing centers approved for publishing by health authorities. The first results from Carnegie Mellon University's COVID-19 symptom survey were released, published on the newly published covidcast.cmu.edu site, as well as on a Facebook survey map site. The COVIDcast site will publish estimates of COVID-19 activity based on survey results from Facebook and Google, with interactive heat maps of the U.S. available later this week. Based off of the initial estimates, Carnegie Mellon will provide forecasts to help local health officials anticipate COVID-19 hospitalizations and ICU space needed. Researchers received over 1 million survey results per week from Facebook, with an additional 600,000 users of Google Opinion Rewards and AdMob apps answering surveys daily last week. Instagram founders Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger launched RT.live, a U.S.-based COVID-19 infection tracking website. The site uses data from the COVID Tracking Project to calculate the effective reproductive rate of COVID-19, or RT, which is an estimation of how many secondary infections are likely to develop because of a single infection in a specific area. The site shows state-by-state RT calculations and can be filtered by region, preventative measure taken, or population. Apple published manufacturing instructions for its face shield for medical workers. This includes a list of needed materials with alternative suggestions if supplies become an issue. In the document, Apple warns that face shield manufacturing should only be done by professional engineers or machinists in a factory environment. Facebook launched Facebook Gaming, an Android app that lets users create and watch live gameplay. This will operate similar to the gaming tab on Facebook's websites, but includes a Go Live option to live stream mobile games directly. Monetization is currently limited to letting fans make one-time payments by giving stars. The app has been in testing for 18 months in Southeast Asia and Latin America, and an iOS version is in development. Apple launched its web-based interface for Apple Music out of beta Friday. You can find it on any web browser at music.apple.com. Apple also offers its TV content at tv.apple.com. Apple Music head Oliver Schusser will also be taking the helm at Beats, replacing Beats president Luke Wood, who's leaving the company on April 30th. The New York Times reports that, according to three former Dropbox engineers, since 2018, Dropbox offered bug bounties on Zoom vulnerabilities, as well as other services used by the company. Dropbox reportedly had its own security engineers review the bugs and look for related problems before passing them on to Zoom. The researchers said that when vulnerabilities were discovered, Zoom was slow to fix them, citing a major vulnerability found at a 2019 HackerOne event in Singapore, which took 3 months to patch, and only after other researchers publicly disclosed other vulnerabilities with the same root cause. Riot Games announced a bug bounty program for its Vanguard anti-cheat system used in the game Valorant, with rewards of up to $100,000 for code execution on the kernel-level exploits. Valorant is currently in closed beta, but the Vanguard system is automatically installed with the game and was discovered to be always running even when the game was not being played. For comparison, Rockstar Games offers a similar anti-cheat system bug bounty, which tops out at $10,000 for a single exploit. Cloudflare launched the Is BGP Safe Yet site, allowing people to check if their ISP has implemented checking routes using resource public key infrastructure to make the Internet Routing Border Gateway Protocol more stable and secure. The site prompts a browser to load two pages, one legitimately routed, the other invalid, to simulate a route leak. ISPs that only load the legitimate ones pass. Cloudflare says ISPs like AT&T, the Swedish telecom Telia, and the Japanese telecom NTT all pass, while Verizon, Comcast, Orange, and Vodafone are among the ISPs listed as failing. The Economic Times' multiple sources say India's Reliance Industries Limited, or RIL, which among other businesses owns the telco Jio, is working with Facebook to create a WeChat rival by combining social, digital payments, gaming, flight and hotel bookings, and other features into a single app experience. Reportedly, the platform would combine RIL's retail platforms and payments using the fintech service Jio Money and tap into WhatsApp's platform and user base. And finally, back in December, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission had been tasked with developing a voluntary code of conduct to govern the relationship between large digital platforms and traditional media companies, with negotiations set to run through November. However, citing financial pressures from the COVID-19 crisis, the Australian federal government ordered the ACCC to create a mandatory code of conduct governing the sharing of data, the ranking of news content online, and the sharing of revenue generated from news between the two industries. A draft of the mandatory code is expected by July. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.